With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Iran and the United States are preparing for a second round of negotiations over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program in Rome. Correspondent Ken Lorman has the details on today's meeting.
The talks in Italy over Easter weekend will again hinge on conversations between President Trump's U.S. Mideast envoy, Steve Witkoff, and the Iranian foreign minister. Whether the two men can find common ground in high-stakes negotiations could mean success or failure in the talks. At risk is a possible American or Israeli military strike on Iran's nuclear sites, or the Iranians following through on their threats to pursue an atomic weapon. Ken Lorman, Washington.
A federal judge is blocking the Trump administration from firing hundreds of employees in the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson said she is deeply concerned that administration officials aren't complying with her earlier order that maintains the Bureau's existence until she rules on the merits of a lawsuit seeking to preserve it. A hearing is set for the end of April. Roughly 1,500 employees are slated to be cut, leaving around 200 people. Many conservatives and businesses have criticized the Bureau's oversight and investigations. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court has blocked for now the deportations of any Venezuelans held in northern Texas under the 18th century wartime law. In a brief early Saturday, the court directed the Trump administration not to remove Venezuelans held in the Bluebonnet Detention Center until further court order notice. Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito dissented. The High Court acted in an emergency appeal from the ACLU, contending that immigration authorities appear to be moving to restart removals. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Something new at libraries in Sacramento. SRN's Michael Harrington explains what he's found.
You can get books, magazines, movies, e-books, audiobooks, games, and now contraceptives. 12 libraries in the Sacramento system are now giving away contraceptives in a partnership with Planned Parenthood. Those items are out in plain view on a shelf, which includes information aimed at children and QR codes they can use to link to the Planned Parenthood website. Officials say the program will probably expand to more libraries soon. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration is suing Maine's education department for not complying with its order to males to be banned from playing against females in school sports. The lawsuit, announced by Attorney General Pam Bondi, escalates a dispute over whether the state is abiding by a federal law that bars discrimination in education based on sex. More on these stories at SRNnews.com. 250 years ago, this day Saturday, marks the beginning of the American Revolutionary War. Speaking with Salem Radio, Ministry Affairs analyst Colonel Robert McGinnis sets the scene for what led to the famous warning signal, quote, one if by land, two if by sea.
There on the night of the 18th of April, 1775, the British were routed about 800 of their regulars, their redcoats, and they crossed the Charles River, and they were going to invade Concord with the purpose of trying to find what word was that they had military supplies being prepared for an insurrection.
As part of the commemoration of the anniversary, there will be two reenactments of Paul Revere's ride during the weekend, beginning at the Old North Church in Boston. Colonel McGinnis appeared this week on the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News.